New episode of Klein Alley Show is about to begin, but before that can happen, Alley, let's tell the people what they need to know.
You mean about San Bernardino International Airport?
Of course I'm talking about the San Bernardino International Airport. Easy, close, and not LAX.
And parking is always just $5 a day, which means it is El Cheapo approved.
Fly nonstop to Provo, Utah for all the skiing, snowboarding, or wives you can handle.
And of course you can fly into my hometown of San Francisco. San Bernardino International Airport. When airports smell great.
Ta-da-da.
I know you won't remember what I'm telling you now, but 9, noon, 3, and 6, those are your chances to win yourself some Evanescence today on K-Rock. So if you don't plan on sticking around and listening for everything we have to say between now and then, I hope you just set a reminder so that you can be in on that. 9, noon, 3, 6, K-Rock, Evanescence, once, maybe twice.
I've been really struggling because my appetite is beginning to change the more pregnant I get. And I usually am pretty healthy in the morning, as you've seen me eat my breakfast. Usually it's a combination of eggs, egg whites mixed with veggies. And, you know, then I've got a banana, some carrots, things like that
whatever
that I snack
it is,
on.
Whatever it is you're snacking on stinks, usually. That's how we can tell that you're grazing. It's some sort of smell wafting through the studio and or the back
Sometimes
office.
I do want to nosh on a nice raw or gently cooked slice of broccoli.
And for those of you that are new to the show, the last time Allie was pregnant, which was a few years now, she had a milking room here at K-Rock, which
so
after,
I could milk cows and make cheese.
And after that milking room was no longer being used for her to lactate, it was a lactation cube or something, she turned it into her own egg room because her smelly eggs were ruining everyone's day, so she went in there.
That was my hard-boiled egg phase.
Yeah, it was a terrible phase.
Had a lot of different phases with eggs.
I like it how Taylor Swift has these phases that are like
her
sexy
eras.
Her eras. This was Allie's egg eras. It was the worst era. Her
runny over easy era.
So people would go into that room, her pumping room, and that became her egg room. Mm-hmm. So she's got a long history of eating terribly smelly things.
I did successfully, I mean, I gained a lot of weight the first time I was pregnant. I gained 55 pounds, I believe, and then I lost it all. Took 2 years plus to lose it all again and kind of get my body back. I'm in a really good place, and I've already noticed over the past couple of weeks that the scale's starting to creep up a little bit.
That's
my
a good
appetite
sign.
Is, yeah, it is. Woo. To a degree. Right.
Show's gonna be funny again.
But
how
I don't.
How much weight on average are you supposed to gain during pregnancy?
They don't really have a number necessarily.
Oh, they don't?
I think most people gain about 20 to 30 pounds.
But let me.
And you gained 55?
Yes, yeah. Correct.
Yeah, nice.
Cool.
And her son, I believe.
You gave
like,
no F's,
what,
did you?
What was,
no,
he, nope. What was he, 8 pounds at birth or something?
He was 8.7.
So let's
I
do
believe.
Some basic math here. Hold on. So carry the 1, 8 pounds. So Allie, so that was eight, that takes care of 8 of it. And then the other 40 something was you. All you.
No. After I gave birth, I had still gained 55 pounds.
Oh, after he was, okay. So throw 8 on top of that.
I did not know that at all.
Oh, yeah. Omar, look at
that
the pictures.
That is crazy.
Some of it was bloating.
There's photographic evidence of it. It was crazy.
Some of the pictures I see from when he was first born, I was like, ah! God.
Allie
like,
said that at the hospital.
I thought it was another person, but it was just my shoulder.
They gave her a room for two, and I said, oh, you had to deliver with another person. She goes, just for me. A room for two for just for me.
So I decided I don't want that to happen again, but I'm already noticing, like this morning I went to go make what I normally make for breakfast, and I was so disgusted by it. I was like, I don't want eggs. I don't want egg whites. All I want is carbs and cheese. I just want a grilled cheese sandwich. I just want cheese and crackers. I want all things carb and cheese because
right.
That's what's delicious and that's what feels good to eat. But I'm trying to resist because I know that that's my brain telling me, eat this, you dummy. My real Allie has to say, whoa, whoa, eat the banana instead.
No, that's not the real Allie. The real Allie's Fat Allie.
Fat Allie's the real Allie. Yeah,
the real Allie growing up had 3 bowls of cereal in the morning.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
I'm going to tell you the first time I went out, the first time I met Allie ever, it was over a decade ago. I took her out. I said, let's get coffee. I thought we were getting regular cups of coffee, just a coffee place. They had an option at this coffee place that one of the cups was an edible cup. You could actually.
No way.
Yes. Do you remember this, Allie? Because
yeah.
You ordered it.
Oh, and I ate it.
Yes. Allie,
I even drank it, I ate it.
I thought we were sitting down to have regular coffee and regular cup here. Allie goes,
and I was like, anyway,
she goes, you know, this cup you can eat. And she ate the whole cup. And I go, wow,
well,
that's
eating.
My girl.
Well, because
that's
I also,
my Fat Allie.
If I'm going to use everything, it's like I use the whole cow, I use the whole coffee.
Right. I didn't want to tell Allie this, but she actually did not have one of the edible cups, but she ate it anyway. Hold on the phone right now. I can't believe we're going to see her again. This is Fat Allie. This is the Allie that we used
to
know.
No, it's not.
Hello?
Hey, Allie, it's me. Long time. How you been?
No, I don't. Fat Allie, get out of here. You're not needed.
Can't wait to come back.
No.
I missed you. Hold on.
Oh, she's eating. There she goes. What's good? What is what
Stop
is
it.
What is possibly going on there, Fat Allie?
I'm just eating my morning spoonful of mayonnaise.
No. That's not a spoonful of mayonnaise.
That's amazing.
This isn't a spoon, it's a ladle.
Look, stop.
A ladle of mayonnaise. Hey, Fat Allie, we miss you so much here at K-Rock. You used to be funny. You didn't care about anything.
Go
you
away. You're not missed.
A great punchline.
Oh, we're going to have so much fun eating for four or five or whatever. It doesn't matter. Wait. Hold on, my Postmates is here.
No! Why are you ordering Postmates? You're already eating. What could you possibly be ordering?
Jimmy!
Oh, she knows.
Yeah, I had two waffles, six eggs, two more waffles, and six more eggs.
That's many eggs and waffles.
That's a huge order right there.
But I'm eating light today because I got to run later.
Oh, okay. Well, at least you're staying active. That's important.
I mean, I got to run to Costco to get more snack-sized bags of chips.
Come on. Those aren't even snack-sized. They're massive.
Yeah, those are
bags.
Massive family-sized bags.
Okay, let's agree to disagree. Gotta go.
Okay. Right,
I'm bulking.
Okay.
Yeah. See you soon, Allie. Fat out.
All right,
no,
fat
we
out.
Don't say fat
oh,
out.
Man, she sounds so much better than
she's so
Allie.
Funny. I love Fat Allie. God, bring her back.
And you know what?
You were so missed.
It's not going to happen, all right? Got my banana here.
All right, yeah, good luck. You try that with a ladle full of mayonnaise. That's how you got to enjoy your banana.
Actually, that does sound pretty good.
We got to take a break, believe it or not. Allie's chair will not be the only thing that will be tested over the next few months.
Does anyone have any cheese?
Very exciting. We'll be right back. We've got your news to get to and much, much more. Already people saying replace Allie with Fat Allie when she leaves for maternity leave. I agree. Let's bring Fat Allie in here full time. We got to take a quick break. More show next.